It's Monday, December 7th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The economic outlook revised upward, smartphone sales data, and what insecure by design means. This is the Business of Tech. Andrew Bartels, Forrester VP and Principal Analyst, and author of U.S. Tech Market Outlook for 2020 and 2021, has revised some of his projections. He's not as pessimistic as he was in August. Instead of the 6.3% decline in tech budgets for 2020, he's predicting a 2.5% drop for 2020 and another 0.4% for 2021. Why the change? Quoting CIO Dive, Forrester's August forecast was off because the recession has very, very narrowly focused on sectors of the economy that don't spend a lot on technology, Bartels said. That includes restaurants, spas and salons, fitness studios, and hotels that only make up about 10% of the technology market. In past recessions, financial services has always gotten killed because it's a financial-related downturn, he said. That hasn't happened this time, and job numbers in that sector have mostly stayed the same, end quote. Also of note, professional services, including small law and accounting firms, are still vulnerable because of the impact if their clients go out of business. Why do we care? This reinforces the guidance I've been issuing for months now. The key to understanding the current climate is digging specifically into the markets your customers serve. This isn't a capital-driven recession, instead one with industry-specific sets of impact. Individual technology companies are going to be hit with different levels of impact entirely based on the industries they serve. Your performance may vary, or objects in mirror may be closer than they appear. I'm working on my 2021 predictions, and this data is fueling some of that thinking. Update on smartphone sales from Gartner. Worldwide smartphone sales to end users totaled 366 million units in the third quarter of 2020, down 5.7% from the third quarter of 2019. This is down 8.7% year over year. This is after two consecutive quarters of a decline of 20%, and quarterly smartphone sales have started to recover, although are notably still weaker compared to the same time period in 2019. Why do we care? Just a data point on the road here. I'm watching this mobile computing market, calling it smartphone seems to limit one's perspective, as an indicator of customer spending as well as understanding the larger computing ecosystem. It's getting better, but so far the surge based on 5G hasn't happened. Can't say I'm surprised, as consumers who are not traveling either, mobile internet is less important right now. Highlighting a blog post by Jeffrey Paul, a security researcher who observes that modern Macs cannot be used in 100% offline environments due to the requirement for internet connectivity within the hardware. There is a security-specific OS that runs either in the M1 specifically or the T2 for Intel machines. And with a fully blanked and wiped internal hard disk, that OS will require a cryptographic signature from Apple in order to activate. Paul highlights that this makes the systems unusable for air gap needs, systems that must maintain cryptographic integrity, and systems that are offline for extended periods of time that could require repair, such as remote research stations, ships at sea, and in space. Why do we care? There's a statement at the end of the blog that struck me. Quote, "These systems are now insecure by design. There is no way for them to be made secure," end quote. The data point simply about use cases for Apple is important and notable, but not why I noted this. Not specifically calling out Apple. I'm disturbed by the idea that security researchers are noting that companies are specifically making choices that make systems insecure by design. We spend so much time talking about security issues on this show, and while this specific issue is not the core of an example of those problems, does highlight that unless those developing these products truly engineer security into them, it doesn't matter how we slap solutions or process or people on top of it. If the core is broken because of a business decision made by the vendor, you are out of luck. Or the market has to push back. This episode brought to you by our Patreons. If you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Patreons get early access, ability to ask questions, and insights into the making of the show. Support directly at patreon.com/MSPradio with our Give What You Want plan. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.